good afternoon as we slip past the noon hour. And this is Glenn Coble. You're listening to A Progressive Life. And we have Dr. Feynman on the phone with us, I believe. Are you there, Dr. Feynman?
Yes, of course I'm here.
Of course you're there. All right, excellent. I actually timed that one right. I actually got the music out before you came in. I guess I'm going to last here. I don't know. Another 2 years, maybe I'll know what I'm doing. All right.
You're doing fine. I wanted to point out that, you know, I was busy this morning, but just before I, you know, just before I came on here, I see that Putin's holding his press conference, so the summit is over, and Joe Biden will be following up, I guess, maybe during the hour that we're speaking, or maybe the next hour. Supposedly, Putin has long press conferences, but it is over, and a little faster than I thought, so I don't know what to make of it. I don't, you know, we don't have any information yet.
Well, one of the things I heard this morning is they said that Putin's press conference would probably be about 2 hours long.
Well, that means I'll be able to watch the whole Joe Biden, conference right after this, yeah, at 1 o'clock, because it was starting. So we'll see how long it is, but hard to know what the result is. It seems a little faster, as far as the summit than people thought. We'll see.
One of the things I put on my ad for the show today was that we'd talk about that, and yes, I knew that we wouldn't know anything, but my question to you is, do you think it was a good idea, what is it, 160-some days into...
About 150 days, about. Yeah. I think it was good, yes. John F. Kennedy met Nikita Khrushchev in June 1961, it's the same time frame.
Is that right? I didn't realize he met him that early.
Although, I have to say that Vienna summit was a bit of a disaster, as we learn later, because Khrushchev really lectured him and wagged his finger at him like, yeah, he was his kid. He had a son about the same age as Kennedy, and that's when the Berlin Wall went up within a couple of months, which prevented war. But, I mean, it was we didn't know the whole thing right away, but it was a very tumultuous time. So, you know, that is not the best example in that sense, but I look at it this way, that I think, I'm pretty sure we'll discover that Putin realizes Biden cannot be pushed around and will not be, going out of his way to flatter Putin like Donald Trump was.
Well, continue that a little further. What do you think Biden will be, what has he said to Putin this morning? What do you think?
From what I gathered, he was going to bring up the ransomware attacks by Russia.
Yes.
That affected our economy and security. I'm sure he brought up Alexei Navalny, the person who was arrested, who went back, which was crazy. After he was poisoned, went to Germany, recovered, and went back. I mean, that was suicidal, I'm sorry to say, as a human rights advocate, but now he's in prison. Also about the Russian intervention in the presidential election of 2016 and 2020, and also the Ukraine issue, obviously. So I'd be curious to see, because I didn't have a chance to get enough information for what he was saying before I called on the phone. But I'll be curious to see what Putin says or what Biden says. But unfortunately, we will have to discuss it next week, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be all right. We can do that.
Yeah.
The Navalny thing, he has got to be a believer in something, life after death or something, because
yes,
he was really asking to go back and get killed again,
Yes, he has a wife. I don't know how his wife didn't kill him first.
Well, if it had been my wife, there would have been no chance I would have been able to go back. But I think he thought that his life was just a minor payment for making
human rights
people better, in Russia.
But talk about that. Jeff Bezos is going up into space, and I think that's crazy that he would do that. Why not let others go up first to make sure it works?
I'd like to put...
But actually, Jeff Bezos, the monster he is, I will say what I almost wish would happen, because the man is a monster. He really is with Amazon. It's disgusting.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of talk about him yesterday on the news about how, many of the people, I think they have a turnover rate of 160% or something.
Yeah, 3% every day. Wow. And that means he's just, the guy needs to be prosecuted. He really does. He's out of control.
In any other job, if you had a smaller company, you couldn't have that type of turnover rate and still be in business.
Yes, and the man is arrogant, and to me, he doesn't pay taxes. That's one of the things we've learned, that all these billionaires don't pay taxes or pay very little taxes, and it's just not right. It just isn't. Because even if they were taxed, the small amount they would lose, they make up the next year anyway. It's not like they, it's not as if they really lose. So it's just amazing how, however, these people all talk about leaving it when they die. Why say no? They need to help us while they're alive, you know, when they have that much success.
Why does anybody need $1 billion, let alone multiple $1 billion?
Well, he's got like $194 billion, and his wife, former wife, has about $60 billion, and she's been giving a lot of funds out to a lot of people, but yet she herself says it keeps on building up more anyway. That's why it's just crazy.
Well, I've got a good volunteer for Bezos to put on that the rocket.
Ooh.
Let's put Congresswoman Green on that rocket. And
also, I think Donald Trump should go on the flight, too.
Well, and then what's that guy's name that's so crazy? Oh, well. There are a lot of people I'd like to put on that.
Well, I hate to say a lot of the Republican leaders are monsters. They really are. It's not just that they're critics. It's much worse now. I mean, we're having people going, and I'm going to write an article today on my blog about Dr. Fauci calling him to be forced out, to be fired, and attacking him. Tom Cotton is saying that. Rand Paul is saying that. Kevin McCarthy is saying that.
What are their
reasons? Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's disgraceful. The man is a hero.
Yeah, and he's brilliant.
Yes.
What are their reasons for wanting him out? Because he disagrees with their idea that...
About masks and vaccines, yeah. And also that he was not at the time so much, but later made it clear he was not happy with Donald Trump. But, you know, the point is the man is not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nobody ever said that everything he has said turns out to be accurate. But the man has a long record of 40-plus years, and he needs to be honored. And, I hope he gets the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Biden. He should, you know, at some point, even while he's working, you know, that can happen.
Yeah.
And other things. But, I mean, for people to attack Dr. Fauci and other people who were involved in this COVID-19 pandemic trying to resolve it, including this Amy Acton from Ohio who quit her job and has been attacked by many people.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, these people, you know, should not be, I mean, they can be, can't prevent it, but to me, they're not people to be attacked. They're people to be honored because they care about public health and safety.
Well, what do you think of this? You just happened to bring my mind around to this. 21 Republican Congress people refused to give the gold medals to the
Capitol Hill police officers
and the city police officers.
It's unbelievable. I mean, what kind of people are these, you know?
They did a thing on Morning Joe this morning, or maybe it was on the other... No, it was on CNN. And they said they... pulled up on the screen every one of those 21 people and showed what they were saying about blue lives and how they loved the
police, and police officers and law enforcement.
And yet they voted against giving them a lousy medal.
And I think one of them was that Congressman Clyde from Georgia, who was
yes.
being protected by a police officer,
yes.
and looked scared at the time,
yep.
and yet now he was saying it was just a peaceful tourist situation.
Well, you know where he got that from, don't you? If you watch all the hours of video that we have of all the terrible things going on there, there's about 30 seconds where they show a bunch of people walking through the hall of where they have all the heads of the
statues,
and they showed some people walking through that hall looking around and
like they were tourists,
being very touristy, but they were going to the other room where they were going to bash in some windows so that they could go and
also they were going to try to find the Senate, and Eugene Goodman, that African-American police officer, was able to steer them away from going to the Senate chamber.
Wasn't that cool, the way
he got some kind of honor award, and the man, I think, should get much more than he has, because he really saved the U.S. Senate. He really did.
Do you think, this is, I'm probably going to be criticized by all my lib friends, do you think they were really there to hang Mike Pence, or not hang him, kill him, or kill Nancy Pelosi? Do you think that's...
Well, not everybody, but there were those people that had the noose outside the building.
Yeah, but
they were saying hang Mike Pence. And, you know, you don't have to have thousands of people to do it. All you have to do is one or two
that could try
to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were after Pelosi and after Mike Pence. Not all of them. I'm not saying all the thousands, but there were definitely people in the crowd who were ready to murder.
Yeah. Okay. Well...
Do you feel that way?
I hope not.
We hope not, but I think they were.
That's my problem with being a preacher's kid. I always think that the best of most people.
reference Franklin Graham, Billy's son, who raved about Donald Trump having his 75th birthday and how wonderful he was, how much he liked everything he did. I saw it on Facebook. It made me want to throw up.
Well, one of the people that my dad... Well, there were two people that my dad really admired. One was President...
Roosevelt?
No, it was the president of Notre Dame at the time.
Oh, Father Hesburgh.
Yeah, Father Hesburgh.
Yes.
Father Hesburgh was a friend of my father's. Because
very good. He was a good man, yes.
Yeah, we were in South Bend when Hesburgh was the president there.
Oh, wow.
And Dad and Father Hesburgh were close.
Oh, wow.
Billy Graham and my father were friends. I wouldn't say they were close, but they were friends.
We've learned a lot about Billy Graham that we didn't know. We knew that on the Watergate tapes he made anti-Semitic comments about Jews.
Yeah, and I think if my father had known that, he might not have... But he had him pretty high up as far as a... You know, he really liked Billy Graham.
At the time, in public, he seemed that way.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be very happy about his son, who, after he got to remember, was an alcoholic when he was young. And then he realized, if I take on my father's mission, I can make a lot of money. A lot of it is money and power. And Franklin Graham is a disgrace compared to his father.
Well,
absolutely.
I will guarantee you my father wouldn't have liked Franklin Graham.
He's impossible. And he justifies the way immigrants were treated at the border, no children and all that, who were caged and all that. He justifies all the illegal things he did and the fact that he had three wives and all that, and that he cheated on each wife and all the other. I mean, that's not what a minister should be promoting and endorsing, but a lot of these right-wingers do that in the evangelical movement.
Where is all the absolute ignorance coming from? I keep going back to Green, but some of the things that they happen to be Republican, politicians are saying is so outrageously wrong that how can they believe that?
Well, it's just like the Iowa governor, Kim McReynolds, is a nightmare, and the South Dakota governor, Noem, is, and the Florida governor, DeSantis, and now, of course, in Florida, they're mandating that you can't teach anything about racism in public schools.
Oh, my God.
And as a social studies, history person as I am, how would I be able to keep my job if I was young? I'm glad I'm at the end of my career. I'm at a university. But I can't imagine. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's not going to talk about Native Americans. It's not going to talk about lynching. A lot of these things were not talked about years ago. We've learned about it, and it should be part of the curriculum. But they talk about this so-called critical race theory, CRT, as if it makes whites feel guilty. It's not a question of making whites feel guilty. It's important that whites and all of us learn about the truth and make sure it doesn't happen in the future. And yes, the presidents were slave owners. It doesn't make them all evil, but I talk about that they're slave owners, the early presidents. I mean, it's ridiculous, but that's what now is mandated in Florida.
I guess I'm a snowflake because I feel guilty about things, but why are they worried about feeling guilty about what white people did to African-American people? We should feel guilty. There's not much we can do about it now, but we should feel guilty. I believe that we should at least understand where our African-American brothers and sisters are coming from.
And also Native Americans and what happened to Chinese and California and Japanese and also Latinos and all the massacres in Texas and California of Mexicans over the years, or going back. It's not just the South. It's a national thing. California has had plenty of racism in its past. It's taught in California. They don't have these laws to say you can't teach it. And I mean, is it good to have people grow up, go to college, and maybe even in college be so, I hope they never reach the stage they can tell universities your professors have to teach in a certain way. That's not academic freedom. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Well, now, when I was growing up, I never heard that all Italians were rotten people, but I did hear a lot that all Italians were in the mafia.
That was a stereotype, and also derogatory words for them, just like for Jews and for Irish and others, yes.
Well, a lot of people really didn't like the Italians back in my early days. Now that's been forgotten because we've got somebody else to aim our hate at, I guess.
Well, yes, and of course, Italians at least are white.
Yes, that's
right. You know,
right.
They're usually dark, and most of them, you know, get from southern Italy.
Yeah.
But we have a problem. I have somebody I know who works at a supermarket, and he's Latino, and, you know, he's Puerto Rican, and he tells me that some of the people come in, and he's talking about whites, you know, give him a look like, ooh, you know, it's just, they don't say anything, but they just give him a glare. And I said, there's still a lot of racism around. It's still true. They don't all say it, but they think it. And it's a lot of older people, but even others. And this is a problem that Donald Trump has made worse.
The sad thing about that is they came from parents that believed that same thing. Parents teach their kids how to treat other people.
Yes, and now they're going to say in the schools, don't you dare talk about anything negative about the past America. America's just,
yeah.
It's just all just flowers and flags and patriotism. And that just annoys me. That's not the way to teach or understand the past of the United States or the world. But, you know, it's interesting. Marjorie Green actually apologized because she now realizes suddenly at age 47 the Holocaust really occurred and that she shouldn't be comparing it to the issue of masks and vaccines. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I do believe it because she probably got screamed at by some of her I keep calling them parishioners. That's what my...
But she actually went to the Holocaust Museum in D.C.
Yeah.
And she apologized.
Oops, I made a mistake. Well, at least she apologized.
but she said she's still going to speak up on everything else.
Do you think that we will have court cases galore before the next election to try and not only...
No, I think a lot of things will be probably plea agreements, so they won't be in court because it would bog down the court so much if we have that many. And that's what worries me, that some of the plea agreements might be too easy on the people involved. I'm worried about it. But it's just a realistic thing. It's very hard to have full prosecution of 550, 600 people, and maybe more. They're still trying to find more. So it's a problem. But
well, I'm talking about what are we going to do? Do you think we'll take to court all these voter suppression things that are being...
It has to go to court, but also, if it could pass H.R. 1, then it would, of course, it would lead to a court case. It hopefully would prevent that from happening. But the question is, can that be passed by reconciliation alone? Will Manchin, you know, go along? Manchin's a real nightmare. So is Kyrsten Sinema. And you know, maybe one or two Republicans like Murkowski might go along, but I don't know. We're in a mess. There's an awful lot to deal with, but we've got to start having action either on reconciliation or by having a bipartisan agreement, even on the infrastructure bill. So
yeah.
It's difficult, but I think for 5 months, you realize on the 20th, today's what? Today's the 16th. 4 days from now, the 20th, it's 5 months of Joe Biden. And I think, considering everything that's gone on, look, the pandemic is pretty much under control now, and the economy is getting much better.
Except for gas prices.
Except for gas, yes, the highest since 2014, yes. More reason to get off oil in the long run, you know, in the long run, I kept saying short run. And also, you know, he's I think our president's done a great job of patching up relations with the European Union, with NATO, with the G7, and they're also happy to have him there because they all know him and respect him. And, you know, he's a decent guy. He really is.
Now, we
not
have...
perfect. Nobody's perfect. He's a decent guy, though.
Well, I am perfect, but other than that... Oh, no, I guess I can't be perfect because I had to admit to one of our listeners this morning that I made an absolute wrong statement. So,
what was that about? You tell me.
Well, I said that one of the reasons why there were so few in Ohio getting their shots is because we are so Republican and... that Trump had told Republicans not to get shots. Well, that's wrong. Trump really, more times than not, said that they should get their shots. But I was wrong on that. And I admitted to our caller that I was
okay,
wrong.
Well, maybe Trump didn't say it, but
the Republican
mentality is they're anti-science, as I wrote about. They're anti-science. They're anti-history being true. They're anti, dealing with the issue of global warming. So maybe not specifically Trump, but the Republican Party has its head in the, you know, it's like a, you know, it's almost like a, you know, having his head where, I won't say where, but they, you can figure it out.
But you can't
head in the sand like an ostrich or maybe somewhere else.
We have a guy here in town, and those of you who are listening here in town will know where I'm talking about. On the boulevard, there's a gentleman that has a sign up. It's a Trump sign, and it says, "Do you miss me yet?" And every time I go by there, if you're one of the neighbors, I'm sorry, I scream, "No!" As loud as I can as I drive by there.
It's a restaurant or what?
No, no, it's just a private place, a private house, and he's got this sign. It's
oh my God.
A sign in his yard, you know, one of the yard signs that said, "Do you miss me yet?"
And I wanted to bet if you asked him about critical race theory, he would say, "We should not be teaching bad things to kids." I'm sure he would say that.
I don't know. I can't speak for the gentleman.
No, but I won't the best. And he probably is against the science, and he says he's very devout religious. These kind of people are all over the place. Hypocrites, we call them.
He can't be a bad guy, though. He's got a sailboat in his driveway, so I like sailors. My wife won't let me have one, but that's all right. We're going to try to get an RV so that we can drive down to Florida and say hi to you.
Oh, I'd love to meet you and your wife, yes.
Did you see my picture today on our ad of my wife and I?
Yes.
You can tell why I married her, right? I mean, I don't know why she married me, but...
I didn't realize you're a big difference in height, aren't you?
Oh, she's sitting down.
Oh, is she? Oh, I didn't realize so.
Yeah, that was a church picture, and they always have the...
How many differences in inches are the two of you about?
Oh, she's 5'5", and I'm 5'11".
So okay, well, yeah, she looks lovely. Of course, how far back is that picture? Way back, right?
Yeah, way back. Probably I was 45 then. No, I was probably 40 then.
Well, now you're 49, right?
Yeah, not too far past that.
Yeah, talking about that, my son is coming for Father's Day, my oldest son.
Yep.
And tomorrow's his birthday. He's coming on his birthday, and he's going to stay through Tuesday. He's going to be 42, and he and I have shared the half-birthday thing. He was born halfway to my birthday. He was born on Father's Day, the year he was born. He's born June 17th. I'm born December 17th. So I become 76.5 tomorrow, meaning I'm closer to 77. Oh, my God.
Don't tell anybody.
I can't believe it, you know.
I don't know if I've ever told you, but I know the day I was conceived. Do you know the day you were conceived?
No, I know the day that my oldest son was conceived.
Yes, of course you would.
So the reason I remember it is between two jobs, I had morning, an early job, and I had an evening job, and I came home, and she said, "It's the right timing, now." And I said, "I got to go to work," but it was my two-hour period.
Yeah.
That's when it happened.
Gotta hurry. That's
really one job or the other. Teaching job is so funny when I look back on it.
That's really conducive to having a great lovemaking.
Yes.
Well, I was conceived on Victory in Japan Day. So my
father, what?
Victory in Japan Day.
Oh. So wow.
My father.
September 2nd, 1945.
I don't remember exactly what.
That's when VJ Day is.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I was actually. Probably conceived 5 days before that. I was conceived on that day, but I came 5 days early, I guess, is what I'm saying. But my father...
Oh, I see. And my son came, I guess, technically a few days late, yes.
Yeah.
But it was Father's Day. What a great Father's Day gift.
Yeah. But
42 years ago, oh my God. Gee, I can't believe it, you know?
Yeah, I know. I have a 47-year-old and a 42-year-old and a 40-year-old. My youngest is... just turned 40, so.
And my kids are 42 and 37, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, but I'm only 39 like Jack Benny.
I'm trying to figure the math out, and I have a child that's older than I am. It doesn't work right.
Well, what's funny is my youngest son and I, when we go out, sometimes people will say, "Oh, you're twins," because he looks a lot like me. And I say, "Yeah, but he's the younger." I say, "But I'm the younger one," and they laugh.
Well, all you Jews look alike.
That's a stereotype. Like all Italians look alike or whatever.
Right. Or all Caucasians.
You know what's really interesting? How people tend to say, or I know people who say, that all people who are, say, African-American look the same. No, they don't.
No.
Or all people are Asian. You can't tell Chinese from Japanese. Yes, you can. There's differences in the way they look. But people make stereotypes because they don't really pay attention and focus on differences. Everybody looks different. It doesn't mean because of your religion or your skin color that you all look alike. It doesn't look that way.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see one of two things. Either we all turn tan, or we
Well, the government wants hand as a world, yes, as a world situation. Actually, we are.
Or we just all forget about that. Silliness. I mean, it is silly.
It is silly. Yes.
It's stupid. Some of the.
And also, religion shouldn't matter what religion you are, or if you don't believe in religion, it should not be a divisive factor. But it is.
We are all a member of the human race, and the religion thing is kind of. Wait a minute, just got a notification here that Vladimir Putin denied something, and my phone just closed down. Oh, well, no big thing.
We'll find out soon, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to find out soon. All right, let's see, what else are the questions that I was going to ask you?
Well, about the Trump scandal, about them trying to getting information on Eric Swalwell.
Kind of twisting the arm of the DOJ to do that, yeah.
And Adam Schiff, and... And also the news media and all that. Yeah, so he's really going to come under criminal prosecution. I don't think it's all a question of time, but I think he's got civil, you know, financial, and also criminal prosecution facing him. So he's not going to be able to run in 2024. No way.
Well, I wasn't worried about him running in 2024. I just don't think we'll ever have enough time to put him in jail.
Well.
I
don't know.
He's my age, and I'm worried that I'm going to not have enough time to get put my money together to get my new RV. I can't imagine that he thinks he's not going to, I mean, that he's going to go to jail.
I think his health is getting worse all the time, mentally and physically. So maybe nature will decide it, you know?
Yeah, I'm afraid that might be in for all of us, but...
that's true, yeah.
Do you think... being in the presidency hurt him as much as... I mean, you look at Obama's hair. It went from black to white.
He's going to be 60 in August, by the way. Can you believe that?
Oh, my. No, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, he's born in 1961, August, so he's almost 60.
The younger Bush started looking pretty old in office, and Clinton looked really old by the end of his term in office.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Joe Biden can look any older than 40 years. Since he looks pretty old now. He looks good, though. His smile is all that matters. But he does look pretty old, but can he age much more? I don't know.
Of course he can. He can lose all of his hair.
Yeah.
Except for my wife told me that he had gotten a hair plugs put in.
He has, in the past, yes.
I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah, when he was young, he was extremely handsome, and his smile still carries him. He's got a great smile.
Got a great smile. Yes.
And he's genuine. He's real. He's not phony, you know. That's what's so important. How many politicians are real, you know?
Now, one of the discussions that Scott and I were having today was who was the brightest president, most intelligent president.
All the way back?
And he thought Hillary Clinton would have been had she been
president.
We're
talking about recent presidents.
We're talking about throughout history.
No, I think that throughout history, we could go way back and say Thomas Jefferson and John Quincy Adams are the most brilliant of all. No question about
based
it.
Based on what? What are you basing that on?
Well, Jefferson was a genius. He was an absolute genius. You know, an inventor, a scientist, a philosopher, so many other areas, architect, etc. John Quincy Adams was recognized as brilliant, and he wrote a diary for 48 years, and he had more experience in government than any other president has ever had, more than Joe Biden, 49 years in government, and just overall absolute genius. More recently, seriously, Jimmy Carter is extremely bright, and so is Bill Clinton.
Okay.
Extremely.
Now, Scott thought that Hillary was far brighter than her husband.
Well, she wasn't president. They're both brilliant. It's hard to say because she wasn't president. She might have been, but she's not a president. So, yeah, maybe. Yeah, possibly.
Well, she was president, but our...
She was president, but she wasn't allowed to...
But our stupid
in the White House,
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. No, I think Hillary might... That's hard to say. I never thought of that because she's not... But, yeah, possibly. A very bright couple. And that is, I think, a big reason why so many people hate her, because she's so smart. They don't like smart women.
Yeah.
They don't like Nancy Pelosi, who's very bright. They don't like Kamala Harris because she's very bright. And, of course, Kamala Harris, because she's mixed race, that also hurts her, as with Obama, because people cannot accept that. You know, there's still a lot of people who have a big problem with that. And that's why Harris Pence will be more attacked as a vice president verbally. She already has been quite a bit, and faces more death threats, I've read, than even the president does, because people are scared to death she might be president by one means or another. And I think she might be one day, and I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't either.
And of course, you even promoted that she would be the running mate back in 2018. I didn't go that far back to think of that, you know.
No, I really, it was almost like being smacked in the face when I endorsed them right after I found out that I was not going to be the next state's congressman. I endorsed them as our couple, our number one couple. And a lot of people said to me, oh, that's crazy. Biden's not even going to get through the primary, let alone have Harris be vice president. Well, all I can say is I'm either smarter than I knew, or I just pulled one out of my...
You were quite a prognosticator. And also, Dr. Jill Biden adds stature to the first lady position.
And good looks, too. She's a great looking lady.
She's 70 now, but she looks great.
And Joe Biden's not
after
bad.
The last first lady, the worst we've ever seen, honestly. She's a total disgrace. I don't see anybody, even in the past. Even Mrs. Lincoln was pretty horrible as a person. But to me, you know, she's elevated by Mrs. Trump.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of Mrs. Trump. I'm okay with her. I just don't want to have to listen to her.
Mrs. Trump, you mean that?
Yes. I'm okay.
With Melania, you're talking about?
Yeah. She really...
Well, it's hard to listen to her. And I understand people come from other countries. Yes, they have language barriers.
Yeah,
but she's been here for 30 years, and she should be speaking better English. Because look at how her husband was always critical of people who were Hispanic who didn't speak perfect English. You know, so I think his own wife should be a model.
Well, now, you know, another thing that I've always thought, there are a lot of people who are my age or even younger who try to look young throughout their life.
Yes.
And does that not say something about their personality if all they care about is looking young all their life? I don't
you mean
know.
It's vanity, you mean?
Yeah, the vanity.
No, a lot of people are vanity, and you can see a lot of them on Facebook. They keep on posing pictures of themselves.
Yeah. Well, I'm vain. There's no doubt about it. I'm vain, but but I'm not going to have my face lifted or do anything.
No, definitely not. But I'm just saying, I have pictures on when occasionally with other people, but I don't post pictures of myself all the time. The one you post is one from a few years back, but I don't keep on posting updates on how I look. I mean, it's ridiculous, you know.
Well,
more important things to deal with than that.
Well, I do post all sorts of pictures of myself, and I do that.
In the past, though, yeah.
But I do that because I think it makes our ad look...
Oh, yeah, but that's not the same thing. I'm talking about some people are always posting pictures of themselves, you know, and it gets to be okay enough already, you know.
Now, do you know, I was watching, they did pictures of the Trump, or the NATO people, you know, all the presidents of the different...
Yeah.
And the picture, it had a big sign in the middle that said NATO, and then a sign right behind NATO that said NATO backwards, whatever that would be, OTAN.
OTAN, yeah.
What does that mean? Do you know, or was that just a...
That was a mirror image, I think.
Is that a mirror image?
I think so. I was wondering myself about that, yes.
Yeah, because...
I like the way that the French President Macron was hugging Joe Biden.
He loved Biden, didn't he? I think all the NATO leaders, with maybe the exception of Erdogan, isn't he in...
Oh, yeah. Turkey,
with the exception of him...
No, but even Boris Johnson, who I don't care for, he's very warm to Biden, and so is Merkel, who's leaving as the leader of Germany.
Well, how can you not be warm to a guy that has that smile, right?
And they also know him, because they've met him before. When he was vice president, they met him. And when he was in the U.S. Senate and head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, or not even when he wasn't, he was often meeting foreign leaders, so they all know him, you know, so... And they know he knows what he's talking about. He's got the most foreign policy expertise of any president since World War II, except maybe for Richard Nixon and H.W. Bush.
Yeah.
And maybe more in a way, depends how you look at it. But they both did. But all the others came in without any real foreign policy experience. When you were governor, like Clinton was, or Carter was, or Bush 2 was, you don't really know the world. And And Ronald Reagan really needed H.W. Bush because he had never done anything like that. He was an actor, and Trump had no background in anything. And Obama really had only been in the Senate a few years, not so much, done some traveling, but not much. So, I mean, he's a real expert on foreign affairs. Doesn't mean he won't make a mistake, because everybody makes mistakes, but he is one of the three foreign policy experts who have been presidents since World War II.
Well, we've had some very good candidates that have come up in the last few years as far as foreign policy. Hillary was one of them.
Oh, Hillary absolutely was, yes.
She didn't get the job.
Husband, yes.
She would have been fantastic. I really thought that her husband was, and Biden, he's been there longer than most. So, yeah.
Now, yes, and I think Hillary, if she had gotten in, she would have been reelected, I think. She would be president. I'm sure she must think about that, you know.
I think I agree with you.
I mean, it would have been perfect. I don't know if she would have dealt with the pandemic differently.
Absolutely.
The economy would have gotten better, as it did, because it was already pushed in that direction by Obama policies, where it went from 10% to 4.7%. And then we hear Franklin Graham saying, the best economy. Yeah, he went down to about 3.4, Trump, but he came in at 4.7, not 10. Yep. So it's a big difference, and that would have occurred no matter who was in the White House.
And it was going down at the same level that it went down under Obama.
So exactly.
It's just
but nobody wants to give credit to him, because he's the black man, don't forget, or the mixed race man.
Oh, I did forget.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of people like that, you know?
All right. I'm going to ask you about all this crud that, well, and I kind of touched on it earlier. Why are we saying things like, there was a Pennsylvania congressman who said that global warming could be corrected by doing something about our body heat?
It was actually a Pennsylvania state legislator. I looked that up, Scott Wagner.
Yeah.
It was a couple of years back, but he was claiming our body heat causes global warming.
What in the world are these people doing?
He's not a congressman, luckily, although there's enough congress people that are morons as it is, but he's a state legislator, was, I think. I don't know if he is anymore.
Well, I don't know.
What can you say?
And I knew he was a state legislator, but when I heard that, I thought, oh, my goodness, how can anybody who gets into a position like that be that ignorant?
Well, I think Lauren Boebert of Colorado, congresswoman, and also Marjorie Taylor Greene, obviously, of Georgia, and this 25-year-old, person should never have been in Congress, Madison Cawthorn, they probably all believe that, you know, because they don't have much education and they don't value education. And a lot of people think you don't need education to be in office. Yes, you do. Not to do maybe in a sense of legally, but you should.
I'm not a big fan of the Electoral College, but I think they ought to bring the Electoral College down to the lower level. And if they find somebody that's really stupid, the Electoral College can take them out. I don't know. I thought that's why they started it to begin with, so that the elites and the smart people could get their way.
Well, that's true, but now it turns out that we have, I think it's 10 states, it's 11 states have a majority of the vote, or the majority of the population, and yet the smaller states with fewer people dominate so much when it comes to Electoral College in the U.S. Senate, and it makes a real headache because, you know, small state senators have more power than a California, New York, or Florida, or a Texas senator, let's
say. Of course
they
do, yeah. Now, do you think we will ever do anything about the Electoral College?
Constitutionally, it's very hard because you'd have to have a constitutional amendment, 2/3 vote of each house. It's never going to happen. Republicans would never allow that.
Right.
38 states. You could possibly have this concept of having state legislatures, agree independently that they will back the winner of the election, even if the other guy wins the popular vote in this state. But so far, this whole idea has only gotten through blue states, about 180 electoral votes. It'll never happen because Republicans have benefited each time. They benefited in 1876, 1888, 2000, and 2016. And if things had been different, it could have also affected 2020.
Uh-huh.
So unfortunately, no.
Unfortunately, no.
I don't think so, because you're kind of going to get 2/3 of both houses to agree and send it to the states, and only 13 states, by one vote in one of the houses, by one vote negative, one vote more negative than positive, can stop it. That's why we only have 27 amendments, because it's very hard to get a constitutional amendment.
What is the what is going to happen with the Republican Party if Trump gets put in jail?
Well, then other people like Ron DeSantis, the mini-Trump, will, of course, be able to charge ahead, you know, and they'll probably say they'll pardon him or something if he's in prison.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's fine. They will. You know they will pardon him, but if they're elected in. But do you think they will jump off the sinking ship, or do you think the ship will be righted by some other kook?
Well, I think it'll be someone like a DeSantis or a Cotton or a Holly or a Cruz who will, take the mantle. Actually, all be fighting each other to be the nominee.
That's what I'm thinking.
But I think they'll all mourn that he's in prison and say it's unjust. I can just imagine that they're not going to abandon him. They may not be able to stop the prosecution, but they'll all be on his sinking ship, as I call it.
I think they will support him until they see that it's not going to do him any good anymore, and then they'll bail. Fast.
Well, I'm trying to imagine bailing. I don't know how they would do that politically after everything they've said. It would be nice to think that.
They do it just like, Lindsey Graham said one thing one day.
Oh, that's
true.
They
said exactly the opposite.
So. Well, Lindsey Graham could do that. Oh, my God. He's such an embarrassment. You think he'd realize it, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm sure he realizes it, but he figures if he says it loud enough and long enough, much like the theory of governing our former president had, if you say it loud enough, long enough, people will believe anything.
It's a big lie technique, basically.
Yeah, I used to use it with my mother. Where were you last night? Oh, I went over to John's to study. Where were you? I was at John's to study. Where were you? Okay, I went out and had a beer with my buddy. No, I never did admit that, by the way.
Yeah, I wanted to mention, with all the horrible stuff going on in so many ways, I cannot believe the Senate, except a few people one day to vote, voted unanimously and it'll pass the House to create a new national holiday for Juneteenth.
I was shocked, yes.
I cannot believe it. Why are all the Republicans backing this? I'm trying to figure out why. I'm glad they are.
Yeah.
So it'll be June 19th starting, I guess, next year, unless the state decides to not obey, like some states. I think all states now obey Martin Luther King. Maybe one or two don't, Martin Luther King holiday. But that's to celebrate the end of slavery, when slaves in Texas learned in June 18th, 1865, after the war ended, they first found out that they were free, and but I don't know what to make of that. That really shocks me,
I was stunned. Yeah, I was absolutely stunned that they did that. I kind of think we're starting to see a kind of tweaking to the left of the very far right Republican Party. Maybe not much, but just a touch to the
left. The ones that are going to run for president, though, I don't see moving that direction. I think the people like Rob Portman, yes, or Mitt Romney, yes, or Murkowski, or Collins, or Ben Sasse, the ones who are more in the center right. But I don't see it for the ones you all hear about running for president. But we'll have to see. But that really shocked me out of my mind. I said, what?
Do you follow Rob Portman at all?
Yes, a lot of people I can respect. I don't agree with him all the time, but he's very decent. I'm worried about who's going to be his successor, I hope.
Well, where do you think he'll go? I think he'll stay in politics. I just think he's...
Well, but he's leaving the Senate. He's about 70. I don't think he plans to run for president. No, I think he's ready to retire. He served as a budget director under George W. Bush. I think he's ready to retire. But I am hoping, that we have a good person for the Senate. In Ohio, and I'm worried about some of the right wingers who are such Trumpites in Ohio. It really scares me.
Well, we are watching, and we're down to the last minute and a half, but we're watching to see what happens with our governor. Our governor is in a lot of trouble with Republicans, and he's a Republican, so he's in trouble with the Democrats. A lot of people don't think he's going to... He thinks he will be... primary him.
Well, but they could very well, by having a more extreme right-wing candidate, lose the governorship. I don't know. I haven't kept up with the Ohio Democratic Party for that. I do think for the House, for the Senate seat, Tim Ryan is a good choice.
Yeah, I do too. We're down to our last minute. You got anything you got to tell us for the good of the nation?
For the good of the nation?
Yeah.
The 50th anniversary of the Pentagon Papers just occurred, that was a turning point on executive authority under Nixon, so it's something to remember, but now we're learning that what Trump is doing is even worse than what Nixon did.
Yeah, That's kind of scary.
But Nixon has been elevated a little further. Because he did have positives, too.
Yeah, he did have some positives. Well, we got to get out of here. We only got 30 seconds.
Okay, thank you so much again. See you next week.
Okay, thanks for coming on, Dr. Feynman.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Feynman and yours truly, Glenn Coble. The show, A Progressive Life, here on WWGH. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back next Wednesday at 12:15. And don't forget to join me tomorrow on the air. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP.